855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. And if you go to freetalklive.com, go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can find all kinds of different ways to listen to the program. There are live streams on the internet at listen.freetalklive.com. There's more than 100 great radio stations across the country. XM channel, we're on XM. We're also on the free air satellite, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Listen lines where you can call a telephone number to listen to this program. If you have no other options, just listen on your phone. It's listen.freetalklive.
Yeah, got no excuse for missing it.
Well, it's not like it's required reading or anything like that. But, if that's what you want to do, if you want to listen to Free Talk Live, we try to make it as easy as possible for you. So, Stephanie, obviously you can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. Sorry, Stephanie, I was getting ready to get to you, but I haven't finished sort of setting things up.
No problem. You can
talk about anything you want to talk about. You can, post stories at freetalklive.com. All you have to do is go there and post whatever story it is you want, or link to it, stories, blog posts, those kind of things. And you can take control of the show either online or on the air, 855-450-3733. But until then, we'll go through some show prep. Stephanie, what you got?
Well, this is actually something that I saw on the front page of freetalklive.com, submitted by a listener, and we're going to cover it now. When I saw this, I felt pretty strange. I didn't like it, and I want to see what the audience thinks about this.
Okay.
There is a German mayor who has designated certain parking spots for women and certain parking spots for men. And he's done this by actually having male and female symbols, like, painted on the parking spot as if it's, like, a handicap sign or something.
Are these, like, the arrow pointing upward for male and the little plus sign down the bottom for the female? Is that what we're talking about there?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. And this, there's not only that the fact that he has designated certain ones for women and certain for men, but the male parking spots are difficult to park in. They are, says this article, they can only be reversed into, and they're next to, like, poles. So, like, you know, when you go to a parking garage, there are some spots that have the poles in them, so they're a little harder to get
stink.
Into.
Yeah.
The
crappy parking spaces.
And supposedly, you know, these ones for women are wider, better lit, closer to the entrance. So he has put basically what, in his own words, the easy parking spaces are for the women.
Okay.
And the difficult ones are for the men.
I'm sure the men love that.
I don't think it's fair.
Is this intended to be like chivalry? Like enforced chivalry? Is that the idea?
I believe so. And
okay.
It brings
because chivalry
up
isn't chivalrous if you're forced into it.
Well, right. I mean, this is a little
and chivalry
bit
isn't chivalrous if you force somebody else into it.
Oh,
chivalry's
yeah.
Only chivalrous if you do the chivalrous thing. You, the male, I guess. I suppose women can be chivalrous, too. I'm not familiar with it.
I mean, anyone could want to be considerate to another person.
Sure.
Right? Like, there are those spots for families, like, with children in certain grocery stores.
Sure, women with children?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's always women. It's just people with children who can park closer.
You know, when I've looked at those signs, I thought women with children, but I'd have to take a look again to see whether it says families with children or not. But, you know, I've got one child. I never take those spaces. It's, you know, for us, it's generally my wife wants me to go along to, push the cart and keep an eye on Jack so she can do her grocery shopping. And it seems like two adults with one child, we don't quite fit the formula that space was meant for.
Well, I mean, that's nice of you, and maybe somebody else would want to take that space. It would make things easier on them. But in this case, it is being forced because it's from the government, and the mayor is part of the government. He's designating these spots for women, these spots for men. And, some people might say this is a nice thing to do. You know, you're making it easier on the women. But I don't accept that because it's part of a package deal. You know, while it may be a little more convenient to park in certain spots, it's part of a package deal that says women aren't good at parking or there's something inherently different about them that they need these spots.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is that, the guy chose it, and I'm not sure, what the implications are necessarily, but it doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair to anybody.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the story here in a minute. We got Hesland calling in from Georgia. Is it Hesland?
Yep.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi.
First time calling, but I always hear you guys. Anyways, I wanted to talk about an idea I guess I had.
Okay.
For like a smartphone app.
Okay.
Hopefully would eventually replace the monetary system. Maybe.
A smartphone app
that
would replace the monetary system.
This is an ambitious goal.
Well, I was thinking you'd have a smartphone app, sort of like, let's say, Craigslist, where you would search for people who need help with a chore, any sort of deed.
Uh-huh.
Like, I need help building this sofa bed. Or I need help learning how to, I want to learn how to play soccer. Or I want to learn math, or this and that. It could be anything. And basically, you go on the search site, you see, oh, they live close by. Oh, I know that. I have that skill. Let me go help that person. And
is this similar? Have you ever heard of the Hours Currencies caller? Heslund, is that your name?
It's Heslund.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of these currencies? There's like the Ithaca Hour currency, and then there was also one in Colorado. And they're, as I understand it, they're basically based on exchanging units of labor, and they also have some exchange rate with other types of currencies. Does this sound at all similar to that?
Sounds sort of like that. I think so, yeah. Never heard of it, but it sounds like it.
Let me get this straight. So if I'm doing brain surgery and Stephanie's helping me put together a futon, would we exchange our hours at the same rate?
No.
No. Okay.
Let's say you put down your skills, and you have to. Let's say you did know brain surgery.
We should probably call Stephanie the brain surgeon. She's closer to the surgery thing.
Okay.
And I'm closer to the guy that could put together the futon.
Okay. So let's say I need brain surgery.
All right.
You would charge depending on how many good deeds I've done. So let's say I'm not dying. I can actually help other people, but I do need this brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask you, but you would charge me, let's say, okay, you go through the iPhone app and you see, oh, I've helped 50 people this past month.
Uh-huh.
So you would consider that a currency. So it's essentially good deeds.
Mm. So it's essentially
what do
like
I get out of it, though?
Bartering your labor. Is this kind of like a
labor, and even if you have an Xbox and you think, okay, I don't need this Xbox anymore. I know somebody does want it. So let's see who has a set amount of good deeds they have done. And if they live close by, and if I agree, oh, yeah, this guy seems like a nice person. Here's my Xbox.
So here's what I think of it so far. It sounds like it has elements of a lot of different things. For instance, Craigslist and the hours currency and then just straight barter agreements. I think it would depend on getting a critical mass of people to use the app, you know, because it's going to depend on the availability of different things that people want, whether they stay in the network or not.
Yeah, that's true. I would hope by me calling you guys, buddy, would get ideas.
I'm curious about this. So if I've, I've got my Xbox here and
yeah.
I have the option between, and I want to get rid of my Xbox. And I have an option between some guy who's done many good deeds and another guy with $150. Why would I pick the guy who's done a lot of good deeds to give it to him for free?
Because the guy that has $100, you don't know if he's really a good guy or not. But the guy that's done good deeds, you know he's done good deeds.
But what do I get out of the deal if the guy's done good deeds? I mean, I understand the concept of pay it forward, and I like that. But, I think that there's as many people out there that'll take the $150.
Oh, I hear you. It would have to replace the monetary system.
recycle
first
a little
of
bit.
All, the monetary system would have to kind of disappear. And this is sort of like the monetary system, except instead of trading money, you're trading.
Thanks for the thoughts, Heslund. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can't do that. You have to leave here.
You cannot resign into the rally.
Come with me.
Well,
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Hey,
who do you think
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio
allowed in
this.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait on the count. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. That's right. We're here live on a Sunday. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
I know most talk show hosts, they're taking off on Sundays, but we do Free Talk Live 7 days a week. Now, obviously, we have different co-hosts that cycle in and out, but we believe that you should have live content on your station at that time, and, you know, that's what we aim to provide to you. As a matter of fact, we're here most major holidays, too. It's
we work really hard for our listeners.
Well, at least we're here, if nothing else. Answer the telephone if you call that working.
We do have fun at the same time.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to get the best name brands at the best prices. Also, I'm always impressed at the fact that they, well, this is a couple of bucks cheaper here at ManVentureOutpost.com. I just looked up something, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and I said, yep, that's sure enough. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. I hear that it's difficult to get ammunition in some sizes in some place. ManVentureOutpost.com has it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off. They're already probably the lowest price you're going to be able to find with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com. It's well worth going there and checking it out, ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Stephanie, we were talking about... well, male and female parking spaces in Germany. Is this all over this town? This
no, it's only
Bürgermeister decides that.
It's only in one town. The town is called Triberg, and it is in the Black Forest area, like the German chocolate,
yes.
The Black Forest cheesecakes. Mm-hmm.
That's wrong with that.
I know about it.
Yeah.
And I've never been there, but he does kind of hint that this is like a ploy to get more people to visit the city. I don't know why people would go to see the sexist parking spots, but there you have it. That's what he said.
What? Do you have a quote?
Yeah, he said. He said he's gotten mostly, the quote is in a different article. Here we go. I've been on the phone all day. The TV will come, and I'm happy because it looks like we've hit a raw nerve in society. It's been a great marketing gimmick. Women can come here and prove me wrong, and while they're at it, they can see the town's attractions. So it sounds like he's kind of milking this for all it's worth.
You think it's possible he put together these parking spaces and then people started calling him names over it, and then he decided, well, if you don't like it, come here and see the town and prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. You think he tried to turn it into that? I mean, it's difficult
maybe.
To say.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know why he would do this to begin with. Do you believe, Mark, that some people think that women in general are worse drivers than men? Because I've certainly encountered that.
Certainly. I think that some people, and you might be able to make the argument statistically that women are worse drivers than men. I don't know.
Statistics. From what I understand, not that this is really fair. I don't think this is really fair either. I should just preface by saying that. But insurance rates are lower for women.
Is that so?
Especially in some age groups. Yeah.
Okay.
As I understand, I think all ages are lower. But, I mean, they do a lot of things with statistics when they're calculating insurance risks. And I mean, people are individuals, you know. I don't really think it's particularly fair to be judged by things like your gender and marital status.
Do you think it's fair to judge by age when it comes to, because, I mean, those are the things that insurance companies judge by.
Yeah, some of them. I don't know. I mean,
they all do.
Well, yeah.
Every insurance company judges you based on your gender, your age, and your marital status.
And the value of your car.
The value of your car, and probably a couple of other things that go along in it, too. And the value of your car makes sense because they're insuring you against replacement value of that car.
Yeah.
And, frankly, I think all these things make a certain amount of sense, too. Maybe it's because I was a bad driver when I was a young man, but I was certainly a bad driver when I was a young man, and I think that probably there are, lots of young guys making bad choices out there on the roads. I don't
know
the
answer. And young ladies, sure.
So
it seems fairer to take past history into account.
I can tell you all of the incidents that when I was in high school that involved horrifying things happening on the road, and not one of them was a woman behind the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah,
or a woman, a female, or somebody of the double X persuasion.
And sometimes accidents aren't your fault. A deer runs out in front of the road or something like that.
Yeah, while you're on two wheels with a vodka bottle hanging out of the side, right?
Oh my. Yeah, hopefully you don't have a vodka bottle. But yeah, I don't think it is true that in general women are worse drivers than men. But that is a very common stereotype mm-hmm. that I hear, especially among older people.
Well, one thing that I think it's what's interesting, right? I've heard stereotypes that different ethnicities are worse and better drivers, right? And if this held true, then how would the American public react to different ethnicities getting different rates on insurance?
Oh, I don't think people would tolerate it.
Right, I think that they would be horrified by this, but somehow, and I wouldn't like it either very much. I mean, I would, you know, I'd be bothered by that, but somehow it's okay to designate by gender, because they do.
Yep.
Designate by marital status, because they do.
Yeah.
And designate by age, they definitely do. I mean, that's probably the biggest single factor as far as what your insurance rates, you know, go for. And I don't have a particularly have a problem with that. But I mean, I would have a problem with it being based on ethnicity, and you can't control any of these things.
Right.
Well, marital status, I guess you can control, but if you're getting if you're getting married for lower insurance rates, maybe you should rethink everything.
Well, it would seem like maybe a fairer way to do it would be like some kind of an assessment of somebody's driving abilities as an individual. You know, that's completely colorblind and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they have an established driving record, taking their past history into account. It seems like most insurance companies do it on these arbitrary things like gender, marital status, like you said, and age. So is it working for them? Maybe. I don't know how much of that is because it's a very regulated market. It's really hard to start an insurance company that maybe does something a little more progressive with how they calculate their rates. I don't know.
I think it is Progressive is the name of the insurance company that I'm talking about. The one with, I can't remember which one. The one with the lady with the bouffant and too much makeup. But you probably
Mimi?
Don't watch television. I don't think her name is Mimi, no.
The character Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
No, but okay. She's much thinner than that.
Gotcha.
But she does this kind of, you know, we're at the you know, local insurance store, and you can pick out the insurance that's right for you. Whatever her name is, I don't care. It doesn't matter. That insurance company offers a plug in your USB, this USB thing into your car. I don't know where you plug it in my car, but you plug it in, and somehow it decides where you're going and what you're doing. And it, sees...
Interesting.
Sees your driving patterns and habits and gives you insurance based on that. So if you're...
Wow, that might get a little... Some people might be uncomfortable with that. I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how uncomfortable I am with it. I'm disturbed by it a little bit, but at the same time, my insurance rates are so low, why would I take that? You know, really? What am I going to? What? How much lower are you going to cut my insurance rates? I don't know what it is, but it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I was looking at that and it was, wow, this is cheap. So, my wife pays most of the bills. I can't be trusted. Is that a gender thing too? 855-450-3733.
No, I trust you, Mark.
You don't trust me to pay your bills for you on time. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Real quick, I want to tell you about bitcoins. Bitcoins are an internet currency. They are money. They are cash for the internet. You can use them. You can buy and sell with bitcoins. If you do it right, you can buy and sell anonymously, but you can do it without fees, nearly instantaneously across the internet. Doesn't take too long. And it's mathematically impossible for anyone to counterfeit bitcoins or for any government or bank to inflate them. By that I mean creating more than they're supposed to. There's this sort of pattern that by which they create new ones, and the maximum number is 21 million. If you consider what a small number of dollars 21 million is by a governmental level, then, you know, there's a... not very many bitcoins out there, really, even the potential. And it's going to take a while for all those to be created, too.
But good thing they're infinitely divisible, because that's they're right. going to become really valuable, or I expect them to become very valuable.
They continue to move upwards. I have the same expectation, and certainly it's a hope on the same side. But it puts you in complete control over your own money. And this inflation portion is very important. If you have $100 in the bank or $1,000, you know, whatever money you have in the bank, if the government were to double the amount of the money supply in the marketplace, and we know they create more at their own whim, if they were to double the money supply, then your money would be worth half as much because there's twice as much money. Mm-hmm. Supply, demand, understand?
There's no additional value been created.
Right. With bitcoins, nobody can freeze your account. They can't force you to do some kind of chargeback if you don't want to do it. It's mathematically impossible for anybody to interfere with your account in any way. You can go find out more about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. That's the place to start. There's a video there to watch. It's a short one, about 2 minutes long. Weusecoins.org. And to buy bitcoins, buy them at bitinstant.com. They'll give you instructions there how you can deposit cash at more than 700,000 locations worldwide. That's right. I said 700,000 locations, and in the next couple of months, they're bringing online almost a million locations. So it's bitinstant.com, and it's great guys to do business with. So, Stephanie, you're have we mashed out here as far as the what's going on with the male female parking spaces? Is this just one location?
It is. It sounds like it's just one location because, like, I read another article about this a couple of days ago, and it sounded like he had literally plastered the entire town with spaces that said either male or female. But I think what it sounds like, it doesn't say explicitly, but it sounds like it's just the city hall or something, and it says that there are 10 spaces that are designated as female and only 2 for male. So I guess that's another example, like he's trying to say that more of the spaces are for women. Maybe the rest of them are unmarked. So I don't know, really know what's going on, but I just think it brings up an interesting point that I also wanted to bring up. Based on some of the emails that usually you get, Mark, because usually they don't send them to me, but there are some people out there apparently who listen to Free Talk Live who believe that I hate men.
You're a man-hater?
Yeah, and okay. I would like to just set the record straight and say that that is absolutely not true. And you'll hear me talking about a lot of things that I think are unfair to men. One of the biggest ones is circumcision, and also things like this.
Now, you say you're a feminist, and I can see why people, you know, there's a terminology out there, what feminist means.
Although I realize a lot of people hate that word.
I think it's a loaded word.
I hope they can get past the word, but if it makes you, like, if you prefer, you could call me a gender egalitarian, sure.
So what does it, doesn't everybody want gender egalitarianism?
I don't think everybody wants that.
And what is gender egalitarianism?
Okay, well, I think people should be treated equally regardless of their gender, and there are things in this society, in this world, that are unfair to both sexes. I mean, not everybody fits in with all the stereotypes of what a woman should be or what a man should be.
Sure.
And people are judged based on their gender. Sometimes, you know, personally, as a woman, I don't get taken seriously on certain things. People are very quick to make comments about my appearance, whether they think I'm hot or ugly or whatever.
What if they are not taking you seriously because of your age? I mean, you are a...
Well, I'm almost 30. I mean, I should be... Isn't that the magic age where...
I don't know. not by people older than 30, no.
I mean, I've had people say in person when they meet me... Well, actually, this is kind of creepy. One time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, somebody approached me who listened to Free Talk Live and said, "How does it feel to sound 40 but look 16?" And I was a little uncomfortable with that. But I don't know
if that has anything to do with gender equality. I mean, it's just...
Okay, no, it doesn't. But the point I wanted to make was that I think a lot of people believe that I'm older than I am because of the sound of my voice.
Have you ever seen the internet meme where it says... I'm just trying to put it all together here. One, they have a picture of a girl who's kind of has that whiny look to her, and the other, this picture of, I guess, a relatively famous women's rights activist. And they say, in one case, they say, feminist, doesn't like the way she was, somebody tried to pick her up in the lift. And then...
Oh, that would be Rebecca Watson. It's not just a random image of a woman.
Okay.
She is a famous skeptic. She runs the blog skeptic.com, I think. And there was a huge ordeal because she went to an atheist conference, basically. Somebody creepily hit on her in an elevator, and she was very uncomfortable with it, and she talked about it. And Richard Dawkins, I guess, saw that and said, "Oh, she's just such a whiny feminist." And then there was this big internet kerfuffle. Uh-huh. So that's why that picture is in that meme. The other one is, I'll find her name, I can't remember it right now, but it is a famous like women's rights activist from somewhere in the Middle East, and she has 3 names and they escape me right now.
Yeah.
But she's done a lot of work.
She had that foreign look to her. She was a sub-Saharan African black, and, yeah, I mean, you know, could be, very well be some kind of women's rights activist. And then somebody's been saying...
She's very famous.
The difference, and, you know, for them, whatever the difference was.
Well, I think it's a fallacy to say that because things in the U.S. aren't as bad for women as they are around some parts of the world, that we should just shut up and be contented with what we have. Because I don't think we... have complete equality. It doesn't mean we should stop talking or like not focus on the atrocities that go on around the world against women, and they are legion. I mean, sexual, like public sure. sexual assault, beatings, rapes, burkas, you know, a mutilation of girls' genitalia all over the world. Those things are happening, and those are really important to me too.
You know, when guys get upset about guys hitting on them, they tend to be called homophobes and things like that. When women get upset about guys hitting on them, it's difficult for me to not see that there's a difference there. You know, I mean, some guys don't.
By the way, sorry to interrupt you. The name of the activist is Ayan Hirsi Ali.
Okay, that sounds right. Yeah. You know, it's been some time since I've seen this, and I knew
think
nothing
they're
about
both activists, but that was the meme that.
All right, I don't know either of them. Okay. You know, whoever it is created the meme did a fine job with getting their side of the story across. But do you see the dichotomy between a guy getting hit on by a guy and a woman getting hit on by a guy? Like, if a guy gets hit on by a guy, often he'll be called the homophobe, whereas the woman gets hit on by the guy, then, you know, she can basically say what she wants. You know, I've seen instances where women will use that in order to make themselves look better, that kind of thing. I've seen women use getting get hit on again by somebody else.
Okay, maybe they do. I can't support, like, I certainly don't support, you know, there is this idea now that I think people maybe associate with feminism where it's okay for women to hit men, but not for men to hit women. And I completely disagree with that. I don't think it's okay for anybody to hit anybody.
Sure.
But some people, you know, think of feminists that way, of people who want to control men or get back the power because women have historically been oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not how I identify at all, just to get that clear. So about the
okay, homophobic... Okay, so let's draw this in. Now, you know we have a co-host. His name's Derek. He's queerer than a football bat. I mean, he's a flaming homosexual.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody plays around with Derek, myself included, just kind of, you know, I don't even know how to describe it, just homosexual games, you know, talking this way, talking that way. You know, it's just one of those things. If suddenly I decided I don't like the way Derek's hitting on me, people would be like, you're acting weird. 855-450-3733. Sorry.
We'll talk about this more.
Yep, 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. Well, except your own radio program, I suppose. 855-450.
If you want to do that, get in touch with Mark at freetalklive.com. Ask him to buy some ads.
Anything. 855-450-3733. Also, when you go to freetalklive.com, there are archives there. Archives reaching back to 2006. Most radio programs, they're going to charge you for their little podcasts and things like that. They want, $8 a month or something. Free Talk Live makes them completely free to you. Has for as long as we've been having archives. I think our archives, we've been doing archives longer than there's been podcasting.
Yeah.
And they're completely free at archives.freetalklive.com.
It can actually be really fun to go back and listen to some of the old ones and just see how things have evolved and changed over time.
That's true. Normal people's opinions change over time, and, that's that.
Isn't there a Facebook poll on the Free Talk Live Facebook page about what's your favorite, vintage Free Talk Live show?
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com to get, free episodes of Free Talk Live. And you can get the newest ones right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. So, what we were talking about previously was sort of gender equality and that kind of thing. And I guess, let me restate my question here.
Sure.
And, I think that we were talking about this the sort of internet conflict that went on, I guess, between Richard Dawkins and what was the woman?
Rebecca Watson.
Rebecca Watson.
Skeptic blog.
And, so is she a feminist?
Yeah, she calls herself
a feminist. Is it okay to use the term chick if you're a feminist?
Personally, I don't prefer it. I don't like to be called a chick.
Is it okay, but it's okay for women to use? I mean, you see, this is where it all gets very fuzzy for men.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, just ask. I mean, do you mind being called a chick? What, is that a big deal?
But do you understand how, like, she, so one feminist says she's skeptic, and another feminist says, oh, no, you're not allowed to call me a chick, and...
I didn't say you're not allowed to. I just said I don't prefer it.
I'm not saying you.
Okay.
I'm just saying it all feels like a minefield out there.
I can understand how it might feel that way.
I just want to be able to talk to people of the opposite sex and, you know, in a comfortable way for me. And I promise them not to call them the B words unless they, you know, thoroughly act like the B word. Or, you know, I mean, there's things that I know that I can't say, that one doesn't say in polite company, mm-hmm. With the expectation that you're going to be treated well. But at the same time, you know, there's other words out there that are kind of loaded.
A little confused about what it's okay to, what, you know.
I like minefield.
No, I understand
one
that.
One wrong step and
why,
boom.
Which is why if somebody says something like that, if somebody calls me a girl, which I don't prefer, I'm a woman, not a girl, mm-hmm. I'll just say, you know, I'm a woman, not a girl, please call me that.
And if you're used to saying girl in a conversation, and you know, the boy and the girl terms are often used in this sort of, in the mating game, in a sort of sexualized fashion, right?
Sometimes, but I see girl being used more in that sense. I think it's more infrequent to hear boy. As in, like, oh, I want to go screw that boy or something.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the difference between boys and girls, I mean, I think people say things like that all the time. I think you're probably right that it's more common. But how much more common? And does mm-hmm. that make it, and is that bad? I mean, my grandmother used to go out with the girls.
Yep.
And these were old women that were drinking Manhattans. I mean, there was, no one was confused by their age by calling them the girls.
Yeah.
And so,
and I get it that not everybody... I think most people who use that term don't mean anything negative by it, you know. It's sort of a matter of preference, and if you start to think about it a lot, like I probably have, and some people who are more aware about this subject have, then maybe they start to not like that term.
So what don't you like about the term?
Oh, okay. Well, we did talk about this once on Free Talk Live, but I don't like it because it's not accurate. It's a girl is a like a young female. You know, before puberty, I would mm-hmm. say. A woman is an older female who is mature.
So isn't there a certain diversity in the poetic license in the language to be able to, you know, say things like that, though? I mean, you know, just diversity and poetic license. That's what I'm going to fall back
there,
on that.
There is, but the pieces sort of start to fall together because in English, for instance, there are a lot more derogatory terms for women that are based on, like, sexual insults. You know, I'm not going to say them on the air, but words that connote a promiscuous woman, you can probably think of
A
lot of those, whereas words that negatively connote a promiscuous man, there are almost none. I have a real hard time thinking.
Yeah, it's not common. I would absolutely concur with you that you know that there's
and people say man to mean all humans. People say
you know what? I want to get back to this.
Okay,
but I think that's you know, that's something I want to get into too.
Sure.
I think you've got two things that we need to talk about.
Okay,
let's go to Mike in Nevada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to change it up a little bit. Talk
sure.
about that the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Got me kind of worried.
I've heard about that.
I heard about this, too, yeah.
And I'm not 100% sure on it, but it seems like one of those fundraising things for the gun
People are worried that
places.
The UN is going to take away everyone's guns, right? And
yeah.
Obama has endorsed it or something. Can you tell us more, Mike? More details?
Yeah, this is what I found in researching, and I found a document from 1961 called the State Department Memorandum 7277, and it outlines the abolishment of... the American United States military forces and sets up a permanent United Nations peacekeeping force within the United States. And aside from that, from what I can understand about this treaty, it's going to basically outlaw any caliber handgun or rifle that the military uses, like, say, 308, 556, or, you know, 9mm handgun ammunition.
Yeah, I was going to say, the military uses a 9mm. That pretty much takes everything from 38 on up, right?
Exactly right. So all of a sudden, with the stroke of a pen, I can be a criminal because I like to collect firearms, you know, and it's a scary proposition. I understand it's being spoken about at the United Nations this month, and I guess that only 75% of the Senate or the House has to... approve it and it becomes a treaty that the United States will abide by, I guess. I don't know how that works. Do you?
I think the Senate goes by that creates the treaties. I'd have to look into it. That's what I recall off the top of my head, but I think it has to be a supermajority. Currently, the Republicans they're a minority, but they're not, but they're more than 40% of the House. So I don't think if you can count on the Republicans to hold the line on this, and I would count on some Democrats to hold the line. I mean, just outlaw guns that are 38 caliber and up. I mean, that seems crazy to me.
Yeah, and this is the other thing that I'm wondering how well we'll go over. That Senate Bill 7, that Memorandum 7277 says that even law enforcement will be disarmed. They'll only have tasers. They'll use alternate means,
I can't imagine they would put up with that, because, I mean, cops love to have guns. I mean, that's what they use to do their jobs in here in the U.S.
You know, the military uses 12-gauge shotguns, too.
Yeah,
they do. Look at the broad stroke that they will have. I mean, they'll pretty much, I mean, anything black for sure. You know, any of the black classic rifles will be gone. And this is the thing that I wonder about is people talk badly about the cops. And I know that the cops are up to a lot of no good. But the fact of the matter is, if something like that were to go down, the citizens are going to need the police. We're going to need the police and the sheriffs, especially, to stand with us, not against us. I don't think that the police will go with that kind of business.
I'm with you. I think that police likely wouldn't like that, but I can tell you that if somebody does enforce it, it will be the police. Likely.
That's where I differ. I don't think Americans are going to do that to each other. I think the United Nations won't have some Italian or Serbian soldier won't have any problem messing you up, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, but how many Italian Serbian soldiers are running around the United States enforcing laws?
Well, not many now. They will be here, though. I guarantee you that.
I've been hearing this for decades, really, decades now, that they're gonna have some foreign UN troops on the ground enforcing this, that, or the other, and there's now and then there's this little tidbit of information this way, you know, they've got them practicing here and practicing there. But I would challenge anybody to really show me some real evidence of that happening.
Well, just for fun tonight, type in that 7277 and read through that, and it'll pull up a bunch of other stuff like State Bill 831. That's a scary one if you read that. I mean, it's just there's, you know,
I bet it is scary, but is it really going to come to fruition? I mean, I remember hearing about, do you all remember the Codex Alimentarius that was proposed? This was some UN treaty to normalize all supplements and drugs, and people were saying it was going to get rid of supplements, dietary supplements in the U.S., and it didn't happen.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Mike, I appreciate it. You know, if you have anything more on it, call back another time, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, it's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Diddy products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Diddy products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, You'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.